AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The field of candidates for the GOP presidential nomination is down by one. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker has dropped out, saying the campaign has gotten off track.
Sadly, the debate taking place in the Republican Party today is not focused on that optimistic view of America. Instead, it has drifted into personal attacks.
Walker urged others to quit, too, and clear the field so someone can emerge to take down frontrunner Donald Trump. On the Democratic side, Hillary Rodham Clinton is hailing President Obama's health care law for reducing the rate of uninsured Americans.
The rate of uninsured Americans has fallen below 10% for the first time in 50 years, and costs overall are growing at the slowest rate in decades.
She vowed to defend the Affordable Care Act against Republican opposition if she wins the White House. On his last full day in Cuba, Pope Francis encouraged Cubans to overcome resistance to change.
At an outdoor mass in Cuba's fourth largest city, Francis cited biblical examples and asked the crowd, "Do you believe it's possible that a traitor can become a friend?" The message comes as the communist country negotiates normalization of ties with the United States and undertakes modest free market reforms. Francis will conclude his Cuban visit in the eastern city of Santiago before flying Tuesday to Washington, the first stop on his three-city U.S. tour. I'm Steve Coleman.
A Navy fighter jet has crashed near a California military base, but Captain Monty Ashleman says the pilot ejected and parachuted safely to the ground.
The aircraft crashed into an unpopulated field just south of the operations side of the installation. At this time, there are no reports of any other injuries or damage as a result of the mishap.
He's the commanding officer at Naval Air Station Lemoore. This is AP Radio News. Gay couples in Kentucky are questioning the validity of altered marriage licenses issued by a Defiant County clerk. While Kim Davis was in jail for refusing to grant licenses to same-sex couples, her office issued them without her name. But when Davis returned to work, she replaced the licenses and changed them to say they were issued pursuant to federal court order. Lawyers for the ACLU say the validity of those altered licenses is questionable at best. Former tennis pro James Blake met with New York's mayor and police commissioner about the incident in which he was thrown to the ground by a plainclothes policeman and mistakenly arrested. Blake says they're on the same page about the need for change.
We're not looking for a quick lawsuit. We're not looking for anything that's gonna be a quick and easy solution. We're looking for a lasting, positive impact on the city and on the police force.
Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo will be out for at least 2 months because of a broken collarbone. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.